You are listening to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. We will be coming to you each and every day with uncensored, in-depth analysis of everything you need to know to win your fantasy leagues this season. You can follow us on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, or join the Facebook discussion groups, www.facebook.com/groups/Friends of Fantasy Benefits. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and send us a copy or screenshot of it to friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com or on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, for a chance to get into one of our listener leagues or other prizes. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. I'm Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst, friendsoffantasybenefits.com. Joining me on this episode of the Prospect Minute is Matt Thompson. Matt, how you doing?
I'm all right, man. It's been a whirlwind of a week. Didn't record like we were supposed to yesterday for, reasons, but we're back, and I made a personal goal of myself to make this podcast the longest one. So
somehow I don't think that is going to happen.
No, probably not.
Today we are talking about one of the worst organizations in terms of prospects, though it's slowly getting a little bit better.
I want to go on record and say I don't think it's the worst, and I'll tell you why as we talk about it.
Yeah, well, we mentioned a couple other farms that are pretty bad, but today we are
It's definitely one of three teams. It's either this one, the Diamondbacks, or the Marlins. No question. Those three are absolute trash.
All right, well, let's jump into the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Matt, why don't you tell me, are there any prospects that are close that might make an impact?
Well, unfortunately, if you're looking for close impact players, the only guys you're going to get here are back-end starters. Alex Meyer immediately jumps off the page to me. He's still kind of intriguing, with his pedigree being a high Nationals draft pick, traded to Minnesota, and then, kind of wound up in L.A. Still walks everybody, but he's 6'9". If he can stay healthy and, he throws hard from the downward plane. You could do worse as a back-end starter, but I think that's the one thing the Angels actually don't really need. They have actually a lot of back-end starting options with, Tropiano, and they have Skaggs, and Heaney will be back in 2018, and you got guys like that. So Meyer could easily get lost in the shuffle or forced to the bullpen, so this is kind of a big year for him, if he can establish himself as a starter or not. Vicente Campos was an interesting guy. He was a waiver claim off of the Arizona Diamondbacks and then through the Yankees and the Mariners. He's kind of bounced around. He's actually going to miss most of the season because he actually broke his arm pitching last year. So I still think he probably has the highest upside of any pitcher in the organization, and he has a broken arm right now. So I don't know what – it's his pitching arm, obviously. So I don't know what that says about this organization other than it's bad. Nate Smith is a – guy who's a five-man at best or a swing man, gives up too many home runs, doesn't strike anybody out, so you don't really want him. A lot of other guys are just basic relievers, but yeah, it's bleak, man.
All right, yeah. I mean, of the guys you mentioned, I've been a huge huge attractor of Alex Meyer for a long time.
Yeah,
on this podcast, I think one of our first podcasts we ever had. Me and Rich Wilson of the Prospects 361 podcast got into an argument about him.
I do.
He needs to be a reliever, and I think he could be a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. But there's no chance to me that he's ever a viable starter in fantasy.
I did forget one guy. I do like Brooks Pounders too.
Which is an 80 grade name.
Pardon the pun, but he pounds the strike zone. No, I'm just kidding. waiver claim from the, or actually not waiver claim. Traded him for the to the Royals for a relief prospect. So I mean, he's got an above average fastball, borderline plus out of the bullpen with sinking action. Gets a lot of ground balls, average slider, and slightly below average curveball and a changeup. So he's an interesting guy.
All right, what about some guys who are farther away?
Well, there's two real guys here that are probably going to be on my top 100. That's better than the Diamondbacks, who I right now, I mean, the top 100 is still not done yet by any means, but the Diamondbacks are going to have zero players on that list, guaranteed. So I guess I'd rather have the system with two guys, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the Diamondbacks has a bunch of guys in the 300 to 400 range for prospects, and the Angels are have guys slightly better than that. Matt Theis is the first guy I want to talk about. I know I'm not the high man on him at all. He's a first baseman, converted catcher. He's got a really wide to low base as a stance. He's a really good plate skills. He's going to hit for a decent average, probably 280-ish in the majors. He's good a walk guy. The power is a question mark. He might hit 12 to 15 as a first baseman with high OBP. That's not interesting for me from a fantasy point of view. I think any other position on the diamond, if you can play that, that's good. But he can't play anywhere else. He's already at the bottom of the scale, so take that for what it's worth. He's probably a back-end top 100 guy for me just because the hit tool is plus, but he offers no other skills. You know what I mean? So he's not the most exciting guy. Wild card for me is Jamai Jones. He's probably my favorite guy in the system. I might have him number one when it's all said and done because he actually has a ceiling. He's got an above-average hit tool, borderline plus. I squint when I say that, but I would give him more above-average. He's athletic, toolsy guy, center field type. The most optimistic comp I've seen on him, he's like a baby Lewis Brinson that makes a little bit more contact.
Okay.
He has all those skills, but he's obviously so far away that he's way less likely to hit it. And I like the Angels have a kind of a type they're developing. We'll talk about him in the next guy, too. Jamai Jones' father was an NFL linebacker and a linebacker at Notre Dame. So, I mean, he has the athleticism gene, and that's kind of what the Angels are doing here. And I would caution that only because the White Sox did that for years, and they ended up guys with like Courtney Hawkins and Keaton Walker, and remember how good those guys turned out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guys, but Jamai Jones is a little bit ahead of them because he does have a plate approach. So that's good for an athletic guy. Complete wild card guy, Brandon Marsh. He's one of my favorite guys because he was a legit Division I football player. But he decided to do the baseball thing, and then he missed all last year due to a back injury after getting drafted in the second round. They drafted him in the second round knowing he's going to miss the season. 60 arm, 60 speed. He's got a little bit of power twinge to him. I've seen Colby Rasmus as a long-term comp here, but I think he makes better contact than that. But he's going to be a really, really slow mover because he's new to just playing baseball, so keep that in mind. Taylor Ward, defensive first catcher, I think with the state of catching position, like if catching didn't get better, like I think it's going to, if you're looking at the 2016 crop of catchers, I think Taylor Ward might squeak in some value, like kind of in the Chris Iannetta territory, you know what I mean? Deeper leagues. Batting average will never be good. Power will be about 10 to 12. The OBP will be about 60 to 70 points higher than the average, which is nice. He's a really good defensive guy. Projects to be. He's a little bit rough right now. He can throws out runners at a good clip. Kenyon Middleton is a good potential reliever. Throws really hard, 98 to 100 miles an hour. Doesn't know where it's going. And then there's a gaggle of guys that are five starters, middle relievers. Connor Justice is an interesting shortstop to follow. He's probably offensive utility. David Fletcher, Troy Montgomery, fourth outfielder seeing. Jared Foster is athletic. Jesus Castillo, they got from the Cubs, is a polished, probably four-starter outcome. Not a lot of optimism for high ceilings in this system. It's not good. Rodriguez is interesting, but that's it.
Officially the shortest prospect minute we've ever had. You can reach Matt Thompson on Twitter at MDTompFWFB. You reach me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. Definitely email the show if you have any questions. friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com. And if you give us a 5-star review on iTunes, we'll get you into a listener league or are eligible to win other prizes later on in the offseason as long as you send it to us via email or at fantasybenefits on Twitter. All right, that will wrap us up. For Matt and myself, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season.